This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Berlin prosecutors said on Wednesday they have brought charges against former Volkswagen boss Martin Winkelkorn for giving false testimony to the German parliament when he said he was unaware of the carmaker's diesel scandal before it broke. He falsely claimed to have been informed of the defeat devices only in September 2015, said Berlin prosecutors in a statement. According to the indictment, he had since May 2015 been aware that the engine control software of some VW vehicles had been equipped with a function to manipulate the exhaust values in testing. Volkswagen is struggling after its biggest ever corporate crisis, in which it admitted using illegal software to rig diesel engine tests in the United States. State media in Sudan reported Wednesday the country has ended fuel subsidies as part of an International Monetary Fund-backed reform program, doubling prices at the pump. Sudan's finance ministry's move late Tuesday saw the price of petrol shoot up from 150 to 290 Sudanese pounds per liter, while diesel went up from 125 to 285 pounds. Sudan's transitional government promised to implement a package of economic reforms under an agreement it struck with the IMF last year. They are trying a series of fuel price increases to try to move away from some of the reforms. Before the ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019, the economy was crippled by U.S. sanctions and huge military spending on conflicts in Sudan's far-flung regions. The country's economic woes were the driving force behind the mass protests that led to Bashir's overthrow in a palace coup by the army. This is VOA News.